torches that were in the Ezra's Nashim in the Beis Hamikdash during the Sichas Beis HaShoeva. So Tana learned in the Braisa, Isha Haisa Boreres Chitim L'Orshel Beis HaShoeva. There was so much light that a woman could use the light from the Sichas Beis HaShoeva in order to sift through her kernels of grain to find the good and the bad. That's how bright and that's how illuminated the city was. Tosos asks, wait a second, how can you do that? Isn't that Me'ila? She's getting Hana from the light. So it says, "Birushami parech heyach boreres." How can she do that? Ha'ika me'ila, and there's me'ila. She's misusing the light from the that's the Kaddish light. Right, the shemen upsila hayu shel hektish. So Mark Yerushalmi answers, "Umishani the kol umare v'reach ein behem mishum me'ila." Voices, looking at things, smelling things, that is not me'ila. So using something just to see is not tangible. It has to be tangible in order for it to be me'ila. Then the Gemara says, "V'kasha, if perikol shah, we send the second perik of Psachim." Okay, fine. Using those three things doesn't constitute me'ila, but still aser. He says, "Darmin Allah me'ila udaleka ha isuri ika." There still is an iser to do it, so you don't have to bring a carbon, but you're still not allowed to do that. So Yishlomar the boreres lav dafka. When the Gemara says that she was boreres, that she was able to sift, it doesn't mean she actually did it. At the klomar. Don't take it literally, take it figuratively. Klomer Aisa Yechola Levara Merob Ora. She could have used, it was light enough that she could have been Mevareris as her Chita. Okay, and the Gemara said, Chasidim Anshei Maisa, they would say Shiros with Tishbachos. So that was a daf of a Galata. Tana Rabbanan. So what did they say? What did the Chasidim Anshei Maisa say? Tana Rabbanan, Yeshmein Omrim, some would say, Ashrei Yalduseinu Shalobisha Ezekunaseinu. We should be praiseworthy in our old age that we are not embarrassed for what we did in our young age, meaning we didn't sin, right? Elu chasidim anshei maisa, these are the chasidim anshei maisa who didn't sin. They're not embarrassed in their old age what they did in their youth. The yeshmein omrim, and some would say, ashrei zikunaseinu shekhipra es yalduseinu, elu bali tshuva. Praiseworthy is us in our old age that we use our old age to be mechaper, to do tshuva and get kapara for what we did for the mistakes of our youth. Elu ve'elu, both would say, Ashrei Misha lo chata, praiseworthy is the one who doesn't sin, but Misha chata, whoever does sin, Yashuv v'yimchalo, he should do tshuva, and he'll be forgiven. That's the shiur of the Tishbachos. It's one of the good things to say thank you to Hashem for the concept of tshuva, which is completely irrational. Tanya, learned in a braisa, or a tosefta, Amru alav al Hillel HaZaken, they said about Hillel HaZaken, when he was involved in being and celebrating the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, he would say, "Kain, Amar Kain." This is what he would say: "Im ani kan, if I am here, hakol kan, everyone is here. Im eini kan, if I am not here, mikan, who is here?" So Rashi says, what he's saying is he's speaking sort of in the voice of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, as if it's Hashem saying it. Hashem's right. Rashi says on the first wider line, well, the left wide line. Dorish Hayel Rabim Shelo Yechtu. He said he's Dorish to the people that they shouldn't sin. Bishmo Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, using in the name, he's a ghostwriter of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, saying Imani Kan. I mean, if I Hashem is here, Hakol Kan, everyone is here. Kol Zman Shani Chafetz Bebayis Hazeh. So long as I want to be in this house, right? Kol Zman Shani Chafetz Bebayis Hazeh. Bishkina Si Shruyabo, and my Shlina is now is present. Yekvodu Kayim, my honor will be here. The Yaboa Kol Khan, everybody will come. The Imtechtu, but if you do sins, the Esaleshnimasi, and I remove my Shkina, Mi Yavo Khan, who will come here? Meaning, do good, I'm here, and then you'll be here. Don't do good, I won't be here, and then you won't be here either. Fine. Who Haya Omer? He would also.
Exactly the same style as he did what in Pergios.
It's a Mishnah, it's in the second paragraph. Who Haya Omer? Right, he would also say, we are Cain, l'makom shani ohev, to the place where I love, sham raglai molichos osi, that's where my feet will take me. Im tavo el beisi, if you come to my house, if your feet take you into my house, ani avo el beisecha, I will come to your house. Meaning you come to my house, I'll come to your house. V'matalos avo el beisi, but if you don't, if you're not old l'regel, you don't come visit me in my house, ani lo avo el beisecha, I will not come to your house, shenemar, the pasuk says, any place where you come and you mention my name, then I will come to you and give you the bracha. Okay. So this is I think also in the Mishnah Avos, right? Yeah, pretty sure. It's in the second paragraph. So Af Hu Hayaroa Gilgolis. What?
First paragraph.
We're saying right now, the second parak. Yeah. The skull floating in the water. Amra la, he says to the skull, al da apat atpucha. And if because you get killed, you were killed. Umatipayich yitufun. And those who chopped your head off will have their heads chopped off. So, well, they ask, why would the people, this guy killed, so he got killed. Why are they punished? Isn't he supposed to be punished? So they're saying, who says they were supposed to punish him? Did he go through the right, what was their intent? Did they go through the right channels? All right. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ragloi debar inush, the feet of the person, inun arvin bay la asar de mitbe taman, movlinan. Right? Right? It basically was saying is the feet of the person, the guarantors, they take them where he needs to be, where he's supposed to be. What's this? Right? And this is talking about Misa, talking about death. You can't cheat death. Wherever you're supposed to be, that's where they're going to get you. There's a case as follows. Hanu tarte kusha'ai. There was these two kusha'ai, the Habu Kamei Kamei Shlomo, who were in front of Shlomo. Look what Rashi says. Where is it? Straight to Kusha'ai, al shem shu yofim, karli hachi. They were beautiful. They were good-looking, handsome young men. Right? What were their names? One was Elicharaf, and the other one is Va'achiyah b'nei Shisha. These two, Elicharaf and Achiyah, they were so from the Shlomo. They were Shlomo scribes, Havu. They were Shlomo scribes. Yom achad chazan the Malach HaMavetz, Tavik HaAtziv, Shlomo Melech sees the Malach HaMavetz who said, Amalei, says the Malach HaMavetz, Amai Atzivas, why are you sad? Amalei, I'm sad because the Gabo Minei, Hani Tarti Kusha'ai, I'm supposed to take these two Kosha'ai, I'm supposed to take them away. Shlomo doesn't want them to die, so what does he do? So the Yasive Hacha, that are sitting over there. So Shlomo is Masrin L'Shi'irim. Right? So Shlomo Melech takes these two guys, doesn't want them to die, hands them over to the demons, Rashi says. Rashi says that they're the demons, and Shlomo apparently was the king of the demons as well. And Shadrin L'Machus D'Luz. And they started to bring him to the city of Luz, they brought him to the gates of Luz. Rashi points out that Luz apparently was a city, or had, must have had a fountain of youth or something. Rashi says his ear, She'ein Malcham Avas Sholos Pesocho, Lord of Marasota, that the Malcham Avas had no jurisdiction in the city of Luz. So Shlomo Melech brings them, and they get to the gate of Luz, and not in the city yet. Kimot L'Machuz Luz, when they get to the gate of Luz, Shchivi, they died. So L'Machar, the next day, Chazi Malcham Avas Tekhavi Kabadach. Shlomo Melech sees the Malcham Avas, who's smiling, like Badicha is a joke, so you see, but he's happy. So Amalei, my Badichas, why are you so happy? Amalei, ba'asar debo minai tamin shadrisayu. The place where I needed them to go in order for them to die, that's exactly where you sent them. You sent them to where I needed to go, so you try to trick them out, try to cheat death, but where you ended up sending them is exactly where they needed to be. So the Gemara says, miyad, pasach Shlomo, immediately Shlomo opened and said, Amar, he said, ragloi, debar inish, the feet of the people, in an arvin bay, they are his guarantors, the aser demitboy tamar movim yasek, the place where they need to be, they take them. Right. Tanya, I don't know, it's feet, it's Shlomo, but okay, you always end up where you're supposed to be. Tanya, it said in the Braisa, Amru, is it Braisa? Yeah, what's the one here?
It's Braisa.
Yeah, but there's a weird marking here. I don't know. Okay, Tanya, Amru alav Roshim ben Gamliel, it said about Roshim ben Gamliel, this must be Roshim ben Gamliel, the elder, because during the times of Beis HaMikdash, when he would celebrate the Simchas Beis Shoeva, he would juggle basically eight torches. Right? He would juggle eight torches. And when he would bow down, he would do a kita. Kita again is a very dangerous thing. It's basically doing a plank on your thumbs and then jumping back up. Right? So all your weight is being supported by your thumbs. He would put his two thumbs into the ground. V'shochen, and he would bend down, and he would support himself, v'noshek es haritzvah, then he would kiss the ground, v'zokev, and then jump back up. Right? V'ein kolber yachol lasos kein. And no one else could do that, it was very difficult. Zohi kita, that is kita. Levi, right, there's kiva, there's hachavaya, there's all different ways of bowing down, this is called kita. Levi tried to do kita. Levi afei kita kamedi rebi, v'itla, and he became lame. Because I guess he had too much weight on his feet when he jumped up, he became lame. That's why they became lame? Wait a second. Didn't Rav Elazar say, really, never, you should, don't be such a chutzpahdik towards Hashem. Don't say things towards Hashem. Sorry, Adam God latiach dvarim klapei mala. It was this great person who did do that. It was latiach dvarim klapei mala. The itlo, and he became lame. Umanu, and who was that? That's Levi. So you see, the Levi became Levi because he did this thing of, we'll see in Rashi in a second, that he complained or he said some bad things towards Hashem. So Moshe says, okay, fine. Hava ha-garmile. This and that, were both of those were the causes, both. Rashi says, he tiyach dvarim, first wide line, says in Masechus Tainus Daf Chafei, he says that Levi said to Hashem, Alisa v'yishach lecha v'moro, you Hashem, you went up to the heavens, di'yata mashkiach habanecha, you no longer pay attention to your children. So don't be such a chusmadik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Levi hayamitayel kamei derevi b'timnei sakini. Levi used to do these tricks and juggle 8 knives in front of Rebbe. This is not during the Simchat Beis Shuah, so why are they doing this in front of Rebbe? So if you look at the Rashi says, Kamei de Rebbe, second white line, Bebeso, they do it in Rebbe's house, Shahaya Nasi, because Rebbe was the Nasi, right? The Umechabin also Lesamcho. They used to try to cheer him up. Shahaya Doeg Tamin B'Tzaris Yisrael. I guess he was depressed because he had to deal with, imagine he was dealing with one shul, imagine dealing with all the shuls. He had to deal with everybody in Klal Yisrael. Doeg Tamin B'Tzaris Yisrael, Uvicholyov, and all their illnesses, because they're in the Darim. Right, it says in the Gemara, Norim Yoma Demachik Be Rebbe Asik Purnus La'alma. When Rebbe smiled, Purnus came. He was very, very sad. So I guess get him out of his depression a little bit, and they would do these things in front of him to make him feel better. Okay, Shmuel came to Shmur Malka. When Shmuel was in front of Shmur Malka, Rashi says that Shmur Malka is Melech Paras Haya. He was the king of Persia. So he would Shmuel came Vitamya Mazgi Chamra. He would juggle 8 cups of beer, and Rashi says he wouldn't spill it. He was able to juggle 8 cups of beer without spilling. Abaye kamei, especially Rabba, right? Abaye kamei de Rabba bitamye bei. He used to juggle 8 eggs, va'amrila barba bei. And some say it was only 4 eggs. He actually didn't break them. Okay. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Chanina. Rabbi Shua ben Chanina said, Kishayinu smeichim simchas beis shoeva. When we, and I think Rabbi Shua ben Chanina was a Levi, so when Shuv Ben Chaim said, when we used to celebrate the Simchas Beis Shoeva, lo ra'inu shena be'einenu. We didn't sleep. The whole week, we didn't sleep. Ketzad, so what was their Seder Hayom that didn't allow them to sleep? Okay, Shari Shon, on the first hour of the day, they dealt with the Tamid Shal Shachar, Mishama Tzvila, and then they went to Davin, which is interesting, which means even during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when they had their Kavanos, they still had Tzvila. You know, we say, oh, tefillah is connected to the karbanos. So they actually had tefillah, according to this, they actually had some sort of tefillah. I'm not sure if it's the same what we had, but some sort of tefillah, even when they were makar the karbanos.
It was a Hachikinesis indoors.
And that's much earlier.
Correct.
Right. They did have tefillah. Right, so Tamish HaShachar first, then Mishama tefillah, then they would daven. Mishama Kamer Musaf, then they would do the Kamer Musaf. Mishama tefillah Samusaf, then they would daven tefillah Samusaf. Misham the Beis HaMedrash, then they would go learn. Misham Lachil Vishtiyah, then they would have a meal. Misham Tfilas Mincha, then they'd have a Mincha. Misham Tamid Shoban Arbayim, then the Korban Tamid. Kibi Eger says you should flip it. First the Tamid Shoban Arbayim, then Tfilas Mincha, because the other Korbanos also, they did the Korban first and Davin after. Okay? And then after the Tamid Shoban Arbayim, Mikam the Elach, the Simchas Beis Shoeva. They partied all night till the morning, and they started the routine again. So it seems that they were awake in 24 hours for as many days as you celebrate the Simchas Beis Shoeva. The Korban says it's impossible. A person can't be awake that period of time. And we know that because any L'ham Rabbi Yochanan, we have a Gemara in the Darm that says, was it Darm? Or Yeshuvus, both. Yeshuvus and the Darm. Right? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shavua, Shalo Eishan, Shalo Shayamim. If a person takes an oath and says, I swear I will not sleep for 3 days straight, we say, forget it. It's not possible. We give him Malchus right then and there for taking a impossible Shavua, and we make him sleep on the spot. So even for 3 days, we say it's impossible. How are they staying up all Chol HaMoed, which is about 6 days? How are they doing that? Right, Shmuel Shalal Ishan Shalosh Yomim Malkin also but Yoshem Altar. So it wasn't me that didn't sleep all 3 days. They never went to bed really. They were dozed off. But El Hachik Amar Lota Amnu Te Am Shena. We didn't get a good sleep the entire week. The Havim Minamne Akatu De Hadadi. I guess in the base medrash, when they sit next to each other, they would fall asleep on each other's shoulders, and they would take these naps. That's what the base medrash is for, right?
Since this was at Sukkot, that the tefillah was Hallel.
It could have been part of the tefillah, but they don't say halal at Shabbos, Mitzvah, and Mincha.
No, this is true.
Yeah. Right, but they didn't say Marav either. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now more God. The Gemara says Chamesh Esrei Malos. There were these 15 steps there, right? That's from the Shar Nikanor to Ezra's Lashon. These 15 steps. So Amalei Rav Chisda Lumer Rabbanu Have a Kamesad Regard to the Chamei. So Rav Chisda said to the guy who knew all the Agadato, who used to quote the Agadato statements, he said to him, Amarle, Shemili, tell me, do you know a statement of Hani Chameshis Remalos, Kenegami Amram Dovin? When David the Melech said the Shir HaMalos, the 15 Shir HaMalos, what was the reason why he said 15? Why did he say this? So Amarle, so he says, Hachi Amar Yochanan, this is what Yochanan said, Bishar Shakara David Shitin. When David dug out the Shitin, right, talked about the Shitin, Rashi says this is going according to the Shita, either that they weren't there since Mice, that they weren't there, right? And he says, Bishar, should start the last line, the Lo Svirle Shemisheshish Mei Bracious Nevra'u. Either you say that he doesn't think that they were there from initially, or he says, maybe he does, Shema Nismalu Afar of Soros with Soros Lakarsan. Maybe over time they got filled in with dust and dirt, and they had to be dug out. So David Melch is digging out the Shitin.
Even if it's a tunnel, right? Let's say it's two small crevices or tunnels.
Right.
I mean, he still has to do work on it to get it up to the stage.
Okay.
It's not a
steroid. Okay. Rashi says that. Okay. All right, Shakar David Shitin, Kapwa Tahoma, so the abyss, the Tahom, started to rise up, the waters of the Tahom started to rise up, Uvoy Lemishtifa Alma, and they wanted to flood the world. So Amar David, Chamesh Remalos, Maridam. David says the 15 Shir Malos, and they went down. The Gemara says, Hamalos, Malos means to arise. So what David Melech wants this word to do is to go down. So why do you say Shir Hamalos? Ihachi Chamesh Remalos, Yordos Miboyle. He should have said 15 Shir Ha Yordos. So Amar Le, so Gemara says, oh, so he says back to, this rabbi, Hoel the Atkaron Milsa, now that you reminded me, right, and the Dal and the Zion are made switch, so Atkaron, since you reminded me, Hachi Itmar, this is the real Agadata that you meant to say. Bishar Shakara David Shitin, when David dug out the pipes, Kapa Tahomo Bala Mishtafa, the Tahomo rose and wanted to flood the world, but Mishtafa Alma. Amar David says, does anybody know the halacha? The yada ishari lemicht of shema kachasva. If we can write the shema Hashem on a piece of pottery, right? Vinashde v'tahoma and toss it into the tahom umanach and it'll cover the hole, plug up the hole with the shema Hashem. Okay, Rashi says, why do you use a chasva? If they shacheres solel v'yorei, it doesn't float. Ain't no tzav. Kedei sheyere v'yanuach al nekev. It'll go down and cover up. You put the plug, you know, the stopper in the old bathtubs. You put that into the plug. I guess he knew that the Shem Hashem would do this. I'm not sure. So, and no one said anything. Right, Martin Makos also. The Lekla the Amar Lemidi. No one says anything. So David ups the stakes and he says, Amar David called the Yad LeMeimar. Whoever knows the answer to this, the Eino Omer doesn't tell me. Yichanek Begrono. He should choke to death. So his Rebbe Nasa Achitofel Kavachol Raasko. His Rebbe Achitofel makes a kavachomer and says, "Umala so shalom ben ish leishto, in order to make peace between man and wife, Amr Torah Shemisha Nichla Bekdusha Yimchalam Ayim, that my name should be erased in order and by the water, which is the Mayim Orim, but the Sota." So Gemara says. So he says, "Laso shalom v'chol olam, to make peace for the whole world, kulo alachas kama kama kavachomer, that you should make peace to the whole world, and write Mary Hashem's name on the piece of and have it erased and go into the water." So Amrale, so the Achitofel just says, Shari, it's mutter. It seems like he just said the Svara to himself and told David mutter without giving the Svara. So Amrale Shari, Kaslov Shema Chasma, they put the name on the pottery, Vishad the Tahoma, they threw it into Tahoma, Vinachis Tahoma, Shitzar Alfe Garmidi. And the Tahom then receded 16,000 Garmidi, which I think might be Amos. I'm not sure how he translates Garmidi. Amos, so 16,000 Amos it goes down. So Kichazi the Nachas Tuva. So when David said that the water went really far down, right? Amar, he says, wait, there's a problem. We need the moisture under the earth to help us with, you know, cultivating the earth. So Amar Kama Dimitle Tvei Mir Tav Alma. The closer it is, the more moisture there is in the world would be better. So Amar Chamesh Shir Malos. So he said the 15 Shir Malos to make them rise. But Aske Chamisha Alfar Gadimi. So they rose 15,000 amos. There are still 1,000 amos buffer, I guess. But Okme Ba'alpe Germidi. They stand 1,000 amos below. And Amr Ula, I don't know what Ula's adding here, Amr Ula, Shmamina Sumcha the Ara Alpe Germidi. I guess the hole, the distance between the earth and the Tahom is 1,000 Garmidi. And the Gemara asks, we'll get to that in a second. So it tells all the Achronim asks, though, what do you need a heter to do? The Tahom was about to flood the entire world and destroy everything. Isn't that Pikuach Nefesh? Right? Pikuach nefesh should be docha everything except for three things. So why does he need a heter? I didn't see an answer. Why does he need a heter? I don't know if he quotes anything on the bottom. Why does he need a heter to need someone to tell him a heter is whether or not it's mutter to do that? Otherwise, then if he didn't do it, what's going to happen? Everything's going to get washed away.
Even David had to ask
Shem. I know, but it's like, it's what's the big... See Aruch Lener?
That's what you saw. Oh.
I don't know.
Apparently Aruch Lener discusses it.
Okay, so everyone see the Aruch Lener. He doesn't quote the answer, though. He asked the question, though.
Just says, see Aruch Lener, yeah. Okay. He doesn't quote the answer, just said,
I don't believe we have Aruch Lener here, but...
Okay.
Yeah. What? Sfaria. All right, so Gemara said, so now he just said that, the water is 1,000 amos below the earth. So he says, v'hachazina da karina porta, but don't we know that we could dig a little bit, right? V'nafki maya, and we get water, right? You don't have to go that far down, especially in this neighborhood. You don't have to go that far down, you get to the water. So Amar Rav Misharsha, says, ahu misulma de paras, it's from the ladder of paras, it's from the high, Rashi explains that from Nachal, it all comes from the paras river, and Rashi is interesting. He says, malos hasios kemichilos. It's from the aqueducts and stuff from Prats. Now, the Nachal Prat was at a higher level. Rashi gives you good physics over here. It's at a higher level, and if as long as the source of the water is higher than the place where you're getting the water can get there, the water can traverse it, it can even go up and down. As long as the source is higher, it's lower. It happens to be true. That's how the Roman aqueducts worked. The water, the force of the water coming from a higher level pushes it down, and can, as long as where you're reaching it, it's at the end place is lower than the higher where it starts. He says, what?
That's how it works.
Exactly. He says, Malos haisiyos kimichilos shevehen meipras olin tachas hakarka, the meipras goes under the ground, lefisha praska voa, pras is higher, motzo'o mo'od, I guess, it's higher a lot. He says, kol ha-naharos lamata meipras, v'mayim yotzi meharga voa, and a water that goes from a high place, im derech masukan lehem, they can go, if they're going in a set area, like an aqueduct, Olin al har ki yotzevo v'lo yoser. They can go up a mountain as long as it doesn't go higher than its original source. Right? Lefichach im ap hachofrim baharim shebevavel atzmuch lepras motzi mayim. So if you dig, you'll find water. I don't know how that works places that are not tributaries of pras, but that's how the water comes from. The water comes from the pras, not from the dome. Okay.
We just have ground water.
Huh?
We just have ground water.
Let's turn on the tap. Okay. So. Right. So the Amdu Kohanim Bishara Elyon, right, so the Mishnah said that the Kohanim stood in Bishara Elyon, and they got to the 10th step and they blew, right? That's what the Mishnah said. I'll find it again. Where is the Mishnah? They got to the 10th step. Tiku behiriyu. So now the Gemara is just going to ask, is it the 10th step from the top, which means the 5th step from the bottom, or is it the 10th step from the bottom, which means the 5th step from the top? Which one is that? So he says, Amdu Kohanim Bishara Elyon, Boy Rav Yirmiya, typical Rav Yirmiya question, Lemala Asiris, the Nachis Chamisha, the 10th from the top, and they're sitting on the 5th step from the bottom, the Kaya Asara, dealing with the Nachis Asara, they went down 10 steps, the Kaya Chamisha, and they're on the 5th step from the bottom, leaves it as a teku. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. We learned it in the Braisa. Mimashma Shenemar. From the fact that the Pasuk said, from what they said, it said, what they said in the Mishnah was that their ancestors, they're better than their ancestors because they would turn their faces from the east to the west, and they would say, Avosenu, our forefathers, Shaibamakam Azeh Acharem El Heichal. They would keep their backs towards the Heichal, Upneim Kedma, and their faces still east, and they would bow down to the sun. So the Gemara says, Gemara is asking Mason, if they're saying that their back is toward the Heichal, we know that their face is to the east. So what are they adding? So the Gemara is adding something pretty not nice. Tana Rabbanan Mimashma Shenemar Pneim Kedma. When they said that they're facing east, Ein Yodeh Shacharem El Heichal Hashem, don't they know that their backs are towards Heichal Hashem? Elamatam Elomer Acharem El Heichal Hashem. What is it teaching us that Acharem El Heichal Hashem? Elamah teach us Shayapor Matzman, they would, I guess, disrobe, and they would reveal themselves. Umatrizin klape mata. I guess they would defecate, do something disgusting towards that area. Not sure.
Yeah, so
what?
That was their forefathers.
I said forefathers. I would hope that would be. But I don't know.
Nice.
Okay. And then the Mishnah said, right, Rashi says Matrizin Rei. Okay, the Mishnah had said at the end, Mishnah said that we would say V'anu Lika Einenu, but we look to Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda says Hayishonim V'omrim Anu Lika L'Kol Einenu. You say it twice. The Gemara says, but Marzan asks, you're not supposed to say it twice. Like someone says Shema Shema, we keep him quiet. Modim Modim, we keep him quiet. So that's what the Gemara asks. Eini v'am Rabbi Zeira kol omer shma shma kila omer modim modim. If you say modim one, looks at the shtei rishuyos. So how could he say l'ka eneinu eneinu l'ka? It's repeating it twice. So elahachi amri, this is what they would say. Heim mishdachim kedma, they would bow. Heim mishdachim kedma, they would bow east. V'anu l'ka anachnu modim. They said, and then we take it out. It says v'anu lei mishdachim the eneinu l'ka michilos. And we to you bow, and we to you our eyes are set. Meaning they make two different, I guess, objects to the Lekha. So it's taking two separate statements. It's not one statement being repeated. Okay. Now the Gemara, the next Mishnah. Mishnah talks about kios that were blown in, blowing the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? So the Mishnah says, Ein pochsin me'esrim ve'achas to kios ba'mikdash. There was no less that 21 shofar blasts in the Mikdash, the Ein Mosif in Al Abal B'Shmona, and there was no more. The maximum was 48. The Rashi says V'Chol Yom in the Parsha Ozil Pshuta Lifanel U'Pshuta Lacharel U'Truba Emtsa Chosh Leklas. The Gemara says that it's a Tekia, Trua Tekia. That's three. So you had no less than 21. So that means you had seven, right? 21. That means you would have seven sets, and no more than 48, which means you would have 16. Sets, I guess it would be, right? B'chol yom hayusham esriva achas tkios. There would be 21 tkios. B'mikdash shloch shal l'pticha sha'arim. Right, there would be three. That means one set. There would be three when they opened the gate. V'teishal l'tamish shal shachar and nine when they brought the tamish shal shachar. V'teishal l'tamish shal arvayim. 9 plus 9 plus 3, 21. Ubu musafim. If there was a korban musaf that day, hayim osifin oteisha. They would add another 9. Okay, ube erev Shabbos, on erev Shabbos, hayim osifin sheish, there would be another 6. There wouldn't be the 9 of the Musaf, but there would be another 6. Shalosh lehavtiel esa'ami malacha, 3 extra ones to tell, okay, siren went off, stop doing malacha, 2 minute warning. Vishlosha shalosh lehavtiel ben kodesh lechol. Then again, another 3 blasts to tell you, okay, now it's Shabbos. But erev Shabbos shebetocha chag, if it was erev Shabbos during the Sukkos, now you have the Muslims also. Hayusham arbayim v'shmona. There were 48. How? Shalosh l'pticha sha'arim. 3 when they opened the gate. Shalosh hashar elyon. 3 when they came down from the upper gate. V'shalosh hashar tachton. And 3 when they came down to the lower gate. V'shalosh l'mlu emayim. 3 when they filled the water. V'shalosh agavim mizbeach. 3 on top of the mizbeach. Teishol tamish shachar. Teishol tamish ben arbayim. V'teishol musafim. Shalosh l'havtilas amin malacha. 3 to separate from malacha. V'shalosh l'havtil ben kodesh l'chol. And 3 to say now is Shabbos. Okay.
So that even though it was Yontif that day?
No, it's not Yontif. It could not. It's Erev Shabbos Shabbatoch Chag. It doesn't have to necessarily to be Yontif. It could be Chol Moed. Okay. It could be Chol Moed. Okay. And if they blew shofar anyway on Shabbos every day, what's the malacha?
No,
so it's a derabanan. Shem Yitakin Klishir. Oh, okay. Well, there is a difference, also a separation between Yom Tov and Shabbos, Ochal Nefesh, which makes a difference too. Okay. So, Masnisin de Loka Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah does not accord with the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hapachos Leifos Misheva, he says the minimum was 7. The Hamosif Leosif Al Sheish Esrei, the maximum was 16. So, the answer is clear. How are you counting them? Are you counting them all as one, or are you counting one set as one? Right, b'maika miflagi, what's the machlokas? B'yehuda sabar, t'kiyo tru, t'kiyo achasi. That's considered one. Rabbanan sabar, t'kiyo l'chud, b'tru l'chud. So therefore, each blast is individual, and that's how you get the numbers. So my time is Rabbi Yehuda, what's the sorgah on Rabbi Yehuda to count a set as just one, a set being, that's one. And it says that nothing means when it comes to Rosh Hashanah also, how you blow the shofar. My time is Rabbi Yehuda, amakra, the pasuk says, utikatem trua. Right, the issue was the girsi here, I didn't figure it out. He says, tatkat, Katib Trua, look at the Marsor Shasha, it says, Alma Trua Tkiya Achasi. That's you see right away. With Katib Trua, it puts them right together. Right? So they are considered one. Rabbanan say no. With Katib Trua, Hahu Lipshutu Lepanel Lecharehu Dasa. That comes to teach us that every time you do a trua, you have to have a tekiah before and after. That's how you have to blow, right?
That's a set.
But he says that each individual. Rav Yehuda says the sets counts as one. And the Rabbanan say, no, it's teaching you that when you blow trua, it doesn't mean just one blow of trua. It means a tekiah beforehand and a tekiah afterwards. So you have one trua is really three blasts.
Correct. Each okay. trua is one set.
What do you mean by one set? That's
the
tekiah. Correct. The tekiah, trua, trio. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that's considered one. Correct. According to Rabbanan, that's considered three. Okay. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara says, we skipped the bright parentheses, Rabbanan, mai taimayu, what's their reasoning? What's their svara? He says, Diksiv, Pasuk says, right, this is in Bamidbar, right, when the nation would leave, it says, Ubat hihil esakahal tiska'u vilo tariyu. You should, when you gather the nation, blow a tekiah and not a trua. So he says, you're specifically blowing a tekiah and not a trua. The isach adaita tekiah trua achasi, and if you think that tekiah and a trua have to always, are what is considered one, the same blow, tekiah trua is considered one, Amar Rahmana Palga, the mitzvah, right? So Amar Rahmana Palga, right? The Torah is telling you this to blow half a shofar blast. According to Rabbi Yehuda, tekiah trua is considered one blast. It's one long blast. Now the Torah is telling Moshe to blow a tekiah only, not a trua. Why would the Torah tell Moshe to only blow half a blast? He should blow a full blast, which is a tekiah trua.
Hey, the problem is, everything is divisible by three.
Mm-hmm.
So really, it makes more sense that it's talking about tekiah trua.
Oh, see, enough to me the lacha, but how does it count it? Let's say you only blow, how can you separate between the blowing? According to Rabbi Yehuda, we'll see in a moment, you can't. Tekiah trua, tekiah is one thing. According to Rabbanan, maybe there could be a time gap between tekiah trua, tekiah, it's counted as three separate shofar blasts.
Right, no argument on that, but the way the Mishnah is set up, because it's all divisible, it really kind of sort of makes sense that when you're saying it, tekiah, trua, tekiah is one, two, three.
Right, that's why the Mishnah does not go like Rabbi Yehuda.
I understand.
That's what Gemara says, Masnisin the Loki Rabbi Yehuda. Because our Mishnah says the way you're saying it, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree. Okay? Alright, so Gemara says, the mitzvah al, I have to read this right. He says, Isak alayt tekiah trua achasi, Amar Rahmana palga de mitzvah aved upalga lo aved. You should only do half of the mitzvah, not the other half. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there's no problem. You're right. Tekiah trua is one. Tekiah trua is one shofar blast. But here, not doing it as a mitzvah. It's just the siman of alma huda asa. It's just to call everybody together. It's not to do a mitzvah of blowing a shofar. Rabbanan simanuhu. It's a siman. Rahmana shavi mitzvah. You're right. It's a siman. But why would the Torah tell you to do a siman of a mitzvah and not do it the complete way? All right. So, Kaman Azla Hada Amar Rav Kahana, according to who does the following statement of Kahana follow? Ein bein tekiah trua below klum. There should be no separation. You should go right, no, don't take a breath between tekiah and trua below klum. Rashi says, Lo haya mafsik bein tayim elakadei nishim. I guess just a quick breath to catch your breath, but you shouldn't be any separation. Kaman ka Rabbi Yehuda. It's like Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, Pshita. That's Pashat like Rabbi Yehuda. What do I mean? He says it's one. It has to be together. He says, no. Ma'od teima, you might have said, Afilu kerabanan, it might go like rabanan, ulafukin Rabbi Yochanan, but to exclude the shita Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan says shama teisha tekiyos b'teisha shalosh b'yom yatsa. If you heard the nine tekiyos, which is the minimum amount of the oraisa, if you heard nine tekiyos and nine different hours during the day, you were yotze. I mean, you can have this massive separation, and the rabbanan would say, no, okay, listen, tekiyah and trua are two separate tekiyah, two separate blasts, but they can't be so far apart. So maybe it's saying here, it's going to quote the Rabbanan, that they can't be separated, to exclude the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, who says they can't be separated that much. So the Gemara says, right, he says, Lafukin Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Shem Hashem Tikios Vashos Vayom, Yatza Kamash Malam, that this statement is going like Rabbi Yehuda, that you can't even have more than just a small breath. So the Gemara says, Eima Hachanami, so maybe Eima Hachanami, maybe it is correct, maybe this is going to Rabbanan, Lafukin the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, so Im Kain Maivalap Loklum. No, if that's the case, its statement would have said the low klum, you can't take a break at all. According to Rabbanan, you can take a break because it's considered separate. So therefore, it's clearly going like Rabbi Yehuda, who says you may not take a break except for a little neshima, like Rashi says. Okay, we'll stop here by the two dots on the top of Nun Dalet. Okay, the rest of the week, the daf is at six, right?